Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keough. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive beyond first. Wirtz can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Malzone, who relays the ball to Runnels, who tags Boyer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Skowron scores. Kubek moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McDougald. The throw from Sadowski and he is out, Green applying the tag. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sadowski for a passed ball. Mantle scores. Maris moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens, who is chasing the ball. Berra reaches third base with a triple. Maris scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berra scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-1 in the game. Casale strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Barra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barra moves to third. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-2 in the game. Turley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Ed Sadowski. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-2 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rip Rapulski now playing left field. Heywood Sullivan now catching. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McDougald strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Wirtz moves to third. Johnny James now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz tags and scores. Stevens tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ted Williams pinch hits for Pumpsy Green. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Borland now pitching. Don Budden now playing shortstop. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maris moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maris moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skowron strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubek strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard pinch hits for Cleet Boyer. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is walked intentionally. Berra moves to second. Bobby Richardson pinch runs for Elston Howard. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Gil McDougald now playing third base. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.